long time to boil their clothes in outside.
Well, that's like what we've got out front with that tree in it, really.
What would you call that?
I don't know what, I forgot what you call it. Wash pot, I reckon.
Okay. What about cauldron?
I've heard that. It's not a word that I use.
If you were to plant some flowers and keep them in the house, what do you call this container that you put your cut flowers in, rather than...
A vase?
A vase. Okay, and then what would be the difference between... Well, if you were actually plant some, what would you plant them in?
Well, you would plant them in a pot.
Right. But if you wanted to cut them, you'd keep them in
a vase.
And then, just what are the different eating utensils that you should use?
A knife, a fork, and a spoon.
And if you had more than one knife, you would have several...
Knives?
Right, good. If the dishes are dirty, you say, dear, it's almost supper time, and before we have supper, we have to clean some dishes. And so they'd say, I must... What word might they use other than cleaning the dishes?
Wash.
If she was just putting them under the water before she put them possibly in the dishwasher or actually wash them, what would this be called?
Rinse.
And then what would she use to dry the dishes with if she were to wash them by hand?
Well, a dry cloth, I guess, or a dish towel.
Have you ever heard of the term tea towel?
Yeah.
What, do you make any distinction between a dish towel and a tea towel?
Well, I thought tea towels were those little fancy towels you hung in the bathroom to dry your hands with.
Okay, so they're not really the same thing to you. And what do you call the small piece of cloth that you might use to wash your face with?
A bath cloth. But I have heard wash rag also.
Would you make any distinction by the fact that you were using it to wash your face? Possibly.
Not really. I guess you might call it a face cloth, but I wouldn't call it a face cloth because I use it to wash my arms with, my hands.
Okay. All right, when you get out, after you finish washing your arms and your hands, what do you dry them off with?
A towel.
Okay. And then the really long one, how do you distinguish between the sizes of towels?
Well, you could say a hand towel or a bath towel, or I guess you could say a face towel, but usually we say a hand towel or a bath towel.
Okay. And then when you turn the water on at the kitchen sink, what is that called where you turn it on and the water comes out of?
You mean the water comes out of the faucet? Is that what you mean?
Yes. Okay. Long ago, people used to buy flour in a large container. What would they call this?
A barrel, I guess.